Are you a detail-oriented person? Hi there, I'm Nettie Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I am definitely a detail-oriented person, but I'm also a big picture person, and these things like work together to help me get projects done and keep moving or investing even when I don't feel like it or the waters get kind of muddied. And today's Devo is about a particularly detail-oriented person. Can you guess who that is? Well, you'll have to stick around to find out. Our Devo is called The Details by Kimberly Brockish. Are you a detail-oriented person? Some people are, some people aren't, and some people, like me, can be if it's something they care about. Did you know God cares about the details? All the way back in the writings of the prophet Micah, he left us specific details about a ruler who would be coming. Micah 5:2 says, "But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times." This ruler of Israel is Jesus. Even though this verse was written hundreds of years before Jesus came, Micah says the promised ruler would be born in Bethlehem, and that's exactly where Jesus was born. Even more specific than that, Micah outlines that he would come from Bethlehem, Ephrathah. There were two different cities called Bethlehem, one in the north near Nazareth and one in the south near Jerusalem. Bethlehem, Ephrathah is the one near Jerusalem, and it had special significance as the town of David. Joseph, Jesus' earthly father, was a descendant of David, and that's why Joseph and Mary went to Bethlehem when Caesar decreed that everyone must be registered in a census. Isn't it amazing how God works through all the details to unfold his great story? Micah described a ruler who would come from Bethlehem, Ephrathah, and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord. Approximately 700 years later, Jesus revealed that he is the God shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. Since Jesus died for us and rose from the grave, everyone who puts their trust in him gets to look forward to the day our great ruler shepherd will return, and we will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth. And even now, we can rest knowing that God cares about every detail in the Bible and in our lives. So, what thoughts are going through your mind right now, other than the fact that you didn't know there was a Bethlehem Ephrathah, because I didn't know that either. But anyway, how can looking at Old Testament promises help us understand who Jesus is and what his life, death, and resurrection mean for us? If you want to know more, check out the Know Jesus page at unlocked.org. As you and I can read in Micah 5:2, "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible Micah 5, 1-4, Matthew 2, 1-6, and Luke 2, 1-15 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. If you love Unlocked and don't want to miss a single detail, do you see what I did there? Head over to unlocked.org and subscribe to receive the printed edition of our quarterly devos, delivered right to your mailbox. You'll find all of the scripture references, authors, day-by-day devos, questions, and room for answering questions in those booklets. So I've got one more question for you before you leave, so don't leave. Don't exit the audio. Have you ever wanted a puppy for Christmas? Well, that's what tomorrow's Devo is all about. So join me tomorrow to check it out. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's word in your life.